Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
And I'm very pleased to welcome Jeff Bishop back to the show. Jeff is editor at TopStockPicks.com, the co-founder of RagingBull.com, and the guy who's put together the Raging Bull community. And if you want more information, the websites are just what I said they were in introducing him. TopStockPicks.com, RagingBull.com. It's that simple. Jeff is not on Twitter, but Raging Bull is at Raging Bull, and you can get more about his thoughts and what's going on with him that way. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chuck. Always good to be here.
Your next trade is...
Go long gold miners, GDX.
GDX, we're going long gold miners with the GDX, the Van Eck Vectors Gold Miners ETF. Now, Jeff, you have maintained for a while that you like where gold is headed, but when we've talked about gold on the show, you've actually been shorting gold or betting against it. Why are we changing the tune and singing this one?
I love gold!
Right now.
Yeah, I love gold. I really do, man. It pains me to go short gold, but sometimes the chart just tells you the miners are not to be going long. You should go short. So you got to obey what the charts say in the short term. But long term, I want to be long gold. I love it. I think it's got a lot of future. I think it's going to be around for a while. I don't think it's going anywhere.
But right now,
I don't think gold's going out of business.
You're buying gold now, and I have two questions. That why now? Because you have said the chart has been at times telling you to go short. What is the chart telling you now that makes you go long? And why miners instead of the metal itself?
Well, first of all, I always like to look at the actual commodity when I'm looking at a certain sector. So if I'm going to go long or short the oil producers or oil, I'm looking at oil as kind of the indicator. And then I usually want to go with the producers of the product. So in this case, I'm looking at gold. I think it's probably a good time to start looking at gold again. And the gold miners are going to give you the biggest upside or downside if you're going short. But I like to go with the producers of the commodity because they are leveraged, they're well-managed, they can take on risks and exposure that you can't, and you get all of that with one trade in the ETF. So I really like being long the producers of a commodity, not going long or short gold or silver or oil, something like that. I'd rather go with the producers.
That tells us why we're doing the miners and not the commodity. Obviously, however, that means that both the miners and the commodity are moving in a direction you want to see. What kind of upside are you seeing, and where are you in this trade? I mean, have you already bought GDX and gone long?
So back to why I'm in the trade, it's really a technical reason. So on GDX, for example, I've been waiting for the $23 level to prove to be a base. And so it hit 23 back in early October, and then it bounced off of that and moved all the way to 24. I missed that whole move because I was waiting to see how it would retrace and how it would hold up support. So right now I'm betting that the $23 level is going to hold up with GDX. So I've started to take my bets here. It hasn't moved yet, and it's not a perfect setup, honestly, but I really think this $23 level is going to prove to be stable on GDX. So I'm starting to take my shots here. With me, I'm going to go with the triple leveraged version. So for that, it's going to be Nugget. It's NUGT. It'll be three times the upside of GDX if I'm right. So I'm looking at Nugget right now. I'm actually in that as of Monday this week. And I'll be looking at GDX for when I decide to sell it. GDX made a low of about $22.80 back in October. So my thinking is that if it holds above $22.50, that's still going to be in my play, but if it goes below that, I'm going to go ahead and cut Nugget loose, and we'll just regroup and see what happens. But otherwise, I plan to hold this trade for a while. We could easily see $24 on GDX, and it really could make a move well past that into the end of the year. So I think it might be a longer-term play for me.
That said, you still want to use Nugget, the leverage play, even though you know there's some breakdown and decay that doesn't make it that it tracks as well when you hold it long term.
Yeah, it does decay over time, so I don't want to hold it super long term, but if I'm right and the trend continues to go up on GDX, then Nugget's going to have a nice gain. I think there could be at least a 10% move in the next month or so, if I'm correct here. So if that happens, the decay won't really matter that much. It'll still be a very nice win. On the short term, also in the calls on GDX right now, I've got GDX November 17th calls. So those are about 3 weeks out. I'm not going to hold those the entire 3 weeks, but I'm looking at a very short-term move on that. So I'm looking for a move up on GDX in the next week or so, and I'm starting to position myself on the calls there. And if that works, that'll be a really nice percentage win, but I'm not going to hold those more than about a week or so.
Do you expect, therefore, to also then keep playing GDX calls going forward just because that trade will repeat itself? And as you said, you expect GDX to be doing good things for longer. So since they're November 17th calls, you'll start looking at December calls and things like that down the line as a possible trade, right?
Yeah. So if GDX gets a little pop, I'll take my calls off the table. I'll take that win. I'm not going to hold those long term, but I'm looking for short term pops on those. I don't want to hold those long term. So I'll be just looking for short trades on that. I'll still, same thing, I'll look for that $22.50 bottom on GDX to hold up. If that gives out, then I'll just flat out be wrong in the trade. We'll move on to the next one.
So it's options on GDX, and then it's Nugget, the leveraged version, which, again, you like to use the leveraged versions, but you always base your trading on what the underlying is. That's why you're tracking the GDX even as you do Nugget, correct?
Absolutely.
And that would be why Jeff Bishop is singing this tune.
I love gold!
Yeah, with options on the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF and a position in Nugget, NUGT, the Direction Daily Gold Miners Bull 3X ETF. Jeff, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you then.
Jeff Bishop is the lead trader and founder of TopStockPicks.com. He is also the founder of RagingBull.com. And if you want more information, well, TopStockPicks.com and RagingBull.com will get you there. On Twitter, at RagingBull. All right, this was a great way to start the Tuesday, October 25th edition of Money Life. Up next, James Hickey, the chief investment strategist at HD Vest Financial Services, when Money Life returns in just a moment.